everybody. It's They Come to America again. This is They Come to New Mexico, right, Brendan?
Correct. That's what your random generator told me. So
yes, the random generator always wins. We are talking to Brett today, right, Brett?
Yep, that is my name.
Brett, what's your last name? Sorry, I forgot.
Booth.
Brett Booth.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So Brett's here with us. Brett, I don't know if you've listened to any of these yet, but we're going to go through.
What we're going to do is this. Hi. I'm Brett. I'm Marty's assistant. And this is where my time to shine. So, Brett, the first thing we're going to do is we'll go through and we'll talk about New Mexico, the facts that we know about New Mexico as a New Mexico resident. I assume you probably know a few real ones. Mine will probably not be real.
I looked up a few just to add something.
Terrific. Then we will discuss something that happened to each of us in New Mexico. And it is, as always, not a fact and history based situation. It's just anything. And then we will talk about what the best and the worst state in the union is. And then we will all use the generator together and figure out what the next state we're going to discuss is. What makes this episode really interesting is that Brett actually, I sent out a blind thing on Twitter and replied, and he replied with a pretty incredible tale that I'm pretty excited to hear.
And we were both pretty excited that he was vague enough about it that we didn't get the whole thing because we need reactions to this. But it was...
Well, you'll see. I mean, it's coming. It's coming here in the next,
Well, that's kind of part of what we want to do with the podcast is like get people that we don't necessarily know that just have awesome stories.
Involved. Right.
So
yeah, I had no idea what the point of it was. I just was like, well, that's a cool story, I guess. I'm surprised that you thought it was cool enough to actually come on and tell it, but
Let me put it this way. He sent me what you sent to him. And I said, Yes. Get this motherfucker. So
good. So, well, you know what? Let's get into it. I mean, I don't know if what I've heard is that time is gold out there in New Mexico. So let's get you through this. So you don't feel like we're wasting your time. Let's start with facts New Mexico. Some random facts. Go ahead.
First off, we'll get into this later. Green chili is the greatest food of all time. But one of the things that I read today on the internet, and I hope maybe Brett knows or can confirm, I read that dancing while wearing a sombrero is illegal in New Mexico. You ever heard anything about this?
This is the first time hearing of that. I have no idea if that's accurate.
Can you go dance outside with a sombrero right now and see if the cops come?
I don't own a sombrero, otherwise I would.
Shit! We got to Amazon this guy a sombrero right now.
Holy moly. Go ahead.
Okay. My favorite one is that, Felix Baumgartner, you remember him?
Oh, yeah. Old Felix, yeah.
Felix Baumgartner is the guy who jumped from space. Remember the guy who skydove from space on behalf of Red Bull?
Yeah, the Red Bull Stratus.
Yes, he did not have wings. He fell straight towards gravity and survived.
It's weird to fall towards gravity, but...
what do you mean? Anyways, he broke the sound barrier. What's your fact?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I just realized I have another story about New Mexico. My fact is New Mexico, not the original Mexico. It is newer in a lot of ways.
It is newer.
Than the traditional Mexico. But also, it is the home to the Hatch green chili, not to be confused with the Colorado green chili, which I believe is going to be a conversation at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the only state that ends in Exico.
Well, yeah, it is the only thing. It's also, you know, it's part of the Four Corners situation, obviously. I think we'll probably talk about that in a second. But is there a president from New Mexico? Do we know? Do you know? Brett, I'm really looking
here. Has there ever been a president from New Mexico? No. I don't think so.
Gerald Ford.
I would hope that I would know about that, but no, that's my knowledge.
Well, Brett will be the first president from New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
And speaking of, do you have any good facts about New Mexico?
Yeah, I have a few facts. One being Santa Fe, our state capital, is actually the oldest state capital in the U.S. and also the second oldest city in the U.S. It was founded in 1610.
That makes mind-boggling to me.
No, that makes sense. The opposite of mind-boggling. You had the Mexicans, they came over, they made New Mexico, they made their city.
You're making a lot of sense.
And then all the white people came over, right? No.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah! Nailed it.
Another one is that our Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, they say it's the most photographed event in the world.
What's the balloon fiesta? Is that all the hot air balloons or?
Yeah, it's hot air balloons. They have a big gigantic park dedicated to it, and they do it like in October, you know, real early in the morning, also late at night. And you go and you can just walk amongst all these people inflating them, so you're like right there and you can see the massive scale.
That's cool. Awesome.
It's really cool. Yeah.
I have so many things to mention about this fact.
You thought it was Bloomin' Onion Festival. No,
first, I thought you were going to say the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta is the most famous balloon fiesta in the world. I was almost positive that was where that was going to go.
Well, kind of it is. I mean, like, what else is a balloon party?
Also true.
I can't name a single other one.
Yeah. And then, would you go up in a hot air balloon?
Yeah, I have done it, actually.
Oh, you've done it?
Yeah, it's great fun. Yeah, my mom used to know some dude that was part of a crew, and so for a couple weekends, like in the fall, we would get up on the weekends really, really early and go out and go up in one.
Yeah, you got to get up like balls early in the morning for this, right? Yeah. I remember my mom like won like a raffle at a grocery store or something like that. And she was like, the hot air balloon festival. I mean, I'm from Colorado. So it was like the one in Colorado, not nearly like this balloon fiesta, I'm sure. But she was like, can you get up at 3 a.m. and drive over here 3 hours? Like, you know what I mean? It was like,
it
sounds great, but no.
It's almost worth the traffic.
I guess, Brett, you are a guest. Do you have any more facts that you'd like to share?
One more, which is my favorite, which is that we invented the breakfast burrito.
You're welcome, world. Also, yes, the breakfast burrito rolls right into my favorite thing about New Mexico, which is the greatest food on earth. Agreed. New Mexican green chili and red chili, hatch red chili, green chili, are the most delicious things on planet Earth, and it's not debatable. So let's debate.
Well, what I think is interesting about this, and I think we are breaking into this, is sort of getting a bit into Marty's story in the second segment of this whole thing, a little bit, because green chili is so popular in Colorado. But Brett, have you spent any time in Colorado ever?
I've traveled there a few times.
Have you noticed the dog shit excuse for green chili that they have there compared to the Mexican green chili?
I haven't. I remember a while ago, I don't know, like a year or 2 years ago, There was that debate that got sparked where I think it was the governor said that the Pueblo green chili in Colorado was better than Hatch green chili in New Mexico.
Oh,
and
shit.
Like almost nobody agreed with him. Even people that are like, I'm from Colorado and no.
No, I remember that specific event because New Mexico touches Colorado at the Four Corners. And correct me if I'm wrong, but they did have a four square match at the Four Corners to find out who had the best green chili, right?
I didn't hear about that. That sounds fun.
No one fell flat. I mean, wouldn't it be cool to have a four square match at the Four Corners, though?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Get in line. But the Hatch green chili, for those of you out there that are like sitting there going, what the fuck are you guys talking about? We should probably explain. Green chili is a, you can make,
I would love for you to explain,
actual chili verde. That's like green chili. And in Colorado, it's very pork based. And in New Mexico, it's more like pulpy, and
vegetarian-esque.
In Colorado, it's thin. And in New Mexico, it's,
I disagree.
It's thick.
I disagree.
Any take on this? I'm from the Midwest, so all I eat is like bologna.
Nacho cheese. So yeah.
I mean, that sounds accurate to me. Like I said, I've never had the Pueblo green chili in Colorado, but yeah, the green chili here, the Hatch green chili from Hatch, New Mexico. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's usually chopped up pretty roughly, and you know, it's just big pulpy chunks, like on green chili cheeseburgers or in green chili stew.
I'm almost positive nobody knows what green chili cheeseburgers are outside of, I mean, a few listeners and us three. But yes, New Mexicans and I would argue everyone in the Southwest puts green chili on everything.
And it is, I would agree. I went to Truth or Consequences for breakfast one day and had one of the best Benedicts with Hatch green chili on it. Well, the best Benedict, and it was because of the Hatch green chili. Okay, yeah.
So that's pretty much the point of green chili. It makes everything better.
So, we should get into our tales.
Brendan, do you have a story?
I do, and I'm only going to go first because my story is fast. I have two, actually. And they're both pretty brief. Where in New Mexico do you live, by the way, Brett?
I live in Rio Rancho right now. It's basically Albuquerque.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. ABQ.
I'll start with my story from Albuquerque, which is not that great. I should say that New Mexico is one of my favorite states. And although I've been there many, many times, it's always been so pleasant that there's not a lot of like stories that I have from there. But one time I went to, if you're familiar, there's a place called the Launch Pad in downtown Albuquerque. And up the street, if you like go straight out the door and just head down that street the way the door faces, there's a bar, and I was working at the Launch Pad, and then I walked up the street to this bar, and I walked into the bathroom after, you know, having some drinks. Everybody's
But there's bathrooms and bars in Albuquerque? Yes,
absolutely. Total bathrooms and bars. You can piss right in a room just for pissing. Awesome. And I walk into the bathroom and I feel like I kind of had to piss real bad. So I kind of like rushed in there. And what I discovered when I went in there was that I clearly had cut between some people because on the counter or the
surface.
Yes. On the surface that was in there, maybe it was a windowsill even. Uh-huh. It was a line of white powder, a line of yellow powder, and a line of orange powder. Like all like laid out, like very
perfect.
Like almost like the way that your aunt would put out like the gourd for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Like a charcuterie of drugs on the windowsill.
It was really nicely rendered. And, yeah. And I was like, I am fucked. You know, there's no way anybody wants somebody else going into that room and seeing these three huge, like this flag of drugs or whatever.
Yeah. Totally. There's a line of people coming in there for their little chunk of drugs. And you were just like, I gotta pee.
Right. And I just happened to be, you know, like maybe somebody had to smoke or do whatever. But so I got in.
So then you met Fluffy or whoever.
So then I did all the drugs.
So then I grew a third nostril.
Yeah, no. So then I walked out and I went, my bad. Sorry. You guys
are all just announced it to everybody.
Just whatever you guys are into. I mean, I don't care.
That's kind of the only move. It's like, holy shit.
You've got two moves. one is do the drugs and get your ass whooped. And the other one is walk out and go, yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
You know, I thought I needed to pee. Turns out I can pee on the floor, but outside, wherever.
Actually, okay, a couple things. First of all, to the credit of the patrons of this bar, which name I can't remember, which I guess is probably best considering the story. they were like, ha ha!
Nice! like they were Germans and they didn't speak English or something?
No, they were like, yo, you know, I got you. Yes, I see.
The classic New Mexican accent.
You see me, I see you. Yeah, hey, I'm from fucking New Mexico over here.
Hey, you take your green chili and you get the fuck out of here.
Exactly like that.
Yeah. And and also, like, I don't want to paint New Mexico as a place that's famous for drugs, because Breaking Bad has already, I think, created like a pretty weird stereotype around New Mexico, because it is a like much more vibrant and cool state than that. And like, I mean, Santa Fe, for fuck's sakes, the whole town is color coordinated. That you can't do that on. Well, you can do that on certain drugs, but you can't do
anything in New Mexico on drugs.
Right. Well, you know, that brings me to my second thing, which is quick, because I think that really we want to get to Brett's story, because it's the only good one. I one time was out with my friend Mike, who used to, here's a funny little aside, he used to tour manage Megadeth.
I know Mike Megadeth.
Yeah, and he was doing sound for my band at a certain point, and we went to Gallup. Have you ever been to Gallup?
I think I've driven through it or by it, but no.
Well, the thing about Gallup is like, and this is dangerously close to me not knowing what the fuck I'm talking about, so I apologize. I'm like, really, from what I saw, it is like, you know how in the Matrix they talk about Zion and it's like, it's the last real city.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's where you're getting to.
Gallup is, from what I could tell, a completely Native American city that, like, is, like, not popular in terms of, like it doesn't have a sports team. You know, like, people don't think about Gallup, but when we... Wait,
Native Americans can't have sports teams? That's what you're saying?
That's yes. I'm saying that and more and less. But the population, like, we pulled in and went to a hotel, and then Mike and I went out after everybody else in the crew went to bed or whatever. And every place we went, it was just 100% Native population, and the beer cans were literally a different size. Like, they were selling Coors Lights in like a Red Bull type can. Celebrate like the real America kind of shit.
Does that make them not the right size though? Cause aren't Red Bull cans just like skinny, but still the same ounces, just longer.
No, what I mean is, okay, yeah, and saying they were different size, like different.
You'd never seen cans like these, and I'm not talking about cans.
Yeah, you know, and you should have seen the tits on everybody. we went to a dance club and it was great. And I was sitting there and I was like, can I ask you a question? And she was like, yeah, what do you want to know? And I was like, is this like a completely Native American city that like is underpopularized in America? Mm-hmm. And he's like, honey, that's exactly what this place is. You know, so I had an awesome evening in a,
that sounds awesome.
In a gay-ish bar in
California. I mean, never had a bad time in a gay bar, honestly. So
also true. So with that, now the opening acts are over. Brett, has anything of substance ever happened to you in New York?
Yeah, one time. So picture it, Albuquerque, 2009.
Like it was yesterday.
So yeah, I was living in the same apartment complex with three of my friends, Ben, Zach, and Marty. We like hung out together all the time, did everything together. And my friend Ben, who is the guy that's all about, you know, everything space and sci-fi, found out that there was going to be a groundbreaking ceremony for something called Spaceport America, which was to be the country's first commercial spaceport, you know, like for commercial flights, but for space.
Yeah. Like Elon Musk, but in 2009.
It goes exactly. Like spaceport, you fly to Earthport on Mars and stuff like that.
Yeah. And so, you know.
Oh, you're in the Earth.
Here we are almost 12 years later and we're still not doing that. So I don't really know what went wrong there, but either way. So, you know, we heard about that and, the website said it was open to the public. So, and it was like 3 hours away in Truth or Consequences. And so we were like, yeah, that sounds cool. Let's do that. Right. So, so we left real late on Thursday, drove through the night. And so first, before the actual groundbreaking ceremony, there was going to be a speaking event in a park in Truth or Consequences. And then we would all go out to the actual site, which was like 20 miles southeast of TRC. And so we get to the park and we, you know, find our seats. We're waiting for the speakers to arrive. And a lady comes on the mic and says that everybody that wants to get on a bus needs to make sure they're registered, you know? And so we were like, well, what's all that about? Cause we just assumed that everyone would sort of drive their own cars out there. You know, I don't know. Yeah. We've never been anything like that. So we go up to the registration table and we find out that it's an exclusive invite only sort of deal. And obviously we don't have one of those. So we are not getting on a bus. So we're pissed because we drove all that way for nothing, you know, just to go to a park. But we decided to stick around for the event anyways, and we went back and found our seats and we're just sitting there. And my friend Zach, whenever he's bored in public, you know, like at a party or whatever, he just likes to strike up conversations with random strangers and just like bullshit them, just make up all kinds of shit.
I like and, that.
So yeah, so piggybacking off what just happened to us, he told us, he told them how, you know, we were bummed that we couldn't get on a bus. He said that we were political science students all the way from Chicago who drove all the way out there just to meet the governor, Bill Richardson. A fun fact about Bill Richardson is that he once lied about getting drafted by the A's.
What a team to lie about getting drafted.
Well, actually, it seems kind of feasible. It's like, you know,
I almost got drafted by this team that's never won a World Series. Anyway.
No. They've won. It's like more like you should have picked the Rockies or something.
Right? But yeah, so you know, she says like, oh, maybe you can still meet him. And we thought she was just being polite or whatever. And eventually she left. And so we're still all just sitting there waiting. And then she comes running back up to us and she's like, boys, he's here. Follow me. So we get up and follow her and she leads us right up to Bill Richardson, like walking in off the street. And so she introduces us and repeats our lie about how we're big fans of his who drove like 19 hours or whatever just to hopefully beat him. And so he asked like, oh, how are you liking our state? And I was like, oh, it's awesome. We're loving the state. But, we didn't know we needed an invite to go to the groundbreaking ceremony. So that sucks.
Well, it's a long way from Chicago, so, we're really excited to see Bill. Sorry.
That's all good. So he says, oh, yeah, that's not good. And then, so I was like, yeah. And then I just straight up ask him, you don't know if you never ask. I was like, yeah, so you think you could pull some strings for us? And surprisingly, he goes, yeah. And he turns to one of his aides or whatever. He goes, Steve, make sure these guys get on a bus. And so we go with Steve. He takes us back to the registration table and gets us passes. And we went out there. It was a great time. Dude, they shot off like little bottle rockets and stuff.
How was the spaceport itself? Like, what did it feature any uncharacteristic features of places that you've been otherwise?
Well, okay, so at the time, it was just the groundbreaking ceremony. They hadn't actually built much yet, but I think what you're referring to is that the planned photos for it kind of looked like a vagina. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
I know less than nothing about this, but okay.
Go on. I thought that that's what you were saying.
No. This is getting better and better.
Yes, I haven't been back out there. I know that there's like a visitor center and stuff, and I know that it's currently being used by various aerospace companies, but it was just open desert then.
So you got on a bus to go to more open desert?
Yeah, well, we were
with credentials.
Exactly. We were inside the city proper, and then we got bused out 20 miles southeast.
It's amazing. I mean, like, I have done some shit in my life, man. I've shaken hands with Shaquille O'Neal. I've kissed Anna Nicole Smith on the lips. I've slept in a mental institution in Milan. I have never hornswoggled a fucking mayor.
Governor.
God damn it. Even better. Although I plan on it because you know what? My neighbor is, I don't know if you're familiar with Rod Blagojevich, the dude that was on The Apprentice, who's got like hair, who went to jail.
Famous from The Apprentice, for sure.
I never watched that show.
He's my neighbor, and I think I'm going to go over and leave a message for the Illinois episode of this show. I'd be like, Rod, come over. I don't know if it's going to work out. So
it'll work.
Godspeed.
Brett, I don't think that I'm just speaking for myself when I say that's the best story that we got here. I suppose that it is now my job to remind everybody that this is the best part of the show, hands down. But I would like to ask you a question, Brett, before we get to it. Have you done a lot of traveling?
I don't know what it constitutes a lot. I haven't been to all the states, but I've been to a handful and I've lived in a few.
No, how many would you say you've been to?
Oh God.
Like 30 or like,
no, not 30.
Six? Okay.
Somewhere between 10 and 20, I'd say.
Have you been to both coasts?
I've been to Florida.
That counts.
Okay, so yeah, I have them.
It has an east and a west
coast. I mean,
right. I've never been up to the northeast, you know.
No, yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
You're not missing much.
we'll get to that. Oh, mercy. But the thing, this has nothing to do with anything. What it has more to do with, much like this has been about New Mexico, but it's really about you fucking Shanghai and the governor a little bit.
Yeah.
This part, it doesn't need to involve any sort of facts. And it can be as insulting as you want because it's
your opinion.
Comedy podcast.
You know what? I actually just thought of another kind of dark story that involves our current governor.
Go on. Okay.
This is sad. I'm going to warn you. I think this was 2012 or 13. Uh-huh. I worked at a dog grooming place with my sister and like her friend, you know, it was like a local business that they owned. I was just bathing them. I didn't actually learn how to cut them and everything. I would just to get them ready. But so our current governor had brought in, she wasn't the governor at the time, but she is now, Michelle Lujan Grisham. And she brought in her mom's really old dog to get groomed. And so I was bathing it and then I had it on the table. I was drying it. And as you might imagine, not all dogs enjoy the process at all.
Yes.
And so, it was
nobody enjoys the process.
When I think of dog and the phrase, the process, the last thing I think of is them enjoying it.
Yeah. Right. So, some of them are okay, but some of them struggle really hard. And like I said, it was a really old dog. And so it was struggling really, really, really hard. And I was just trying to like calm it down and stuff. And then it like started, you know, going to the bathroom, which also happens from time to time. But then it just sort of went limp and died.
Holy shit. Holy shit, Brett.
Yeah.
You're killing us with these. That's what she said kind of shit.
So,
governor's what do you dog. Mean the dog went limp? Like it seemed to die?
It died.
Oh, it did die.
It did die. It absolutely died. Is what I'm saying.
I missed the whole thing and all the dick jokes?
Yeah. It did die. I mean, I don't know where you were because that was the whole thing. Oh, my God. It went limp and started to die, and then it did die.
Yeah.
What kind of dog was it?
I don't know. I don't even remember, actually.
Lame-ass fucking dogs.
Labradoodle? No,
it doesn't matter. It was a little small terrier-type dog, you know?
Oh, that dog probably lived too long anyways.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I have a dog here right now that's 16, and she's a Chihuahua. Long hair, and every 45 seconds, all four of her legs splay out from under her, and she can't get back up. It is really like watching a drunk grandmother try to navigate a fucking...
It's pretty amazing.
Quinceanera or something.
I asked you earlier today when I came in, how many souls are in this house right now? And you said... I don't know, 2.1? I don't know, like you pointed at the Chihuahua.
So enough about my dying dog.
That was amazing.
What? Yes, that is amazing. And okay.
I mean, was that the end of it? Sorry, I don't know.
We've missed the best part of this story. You had to hand a dead dog back to this woman that was
there. Well, I didn't personally take care of returning it. I went out and told my boss, she was on the phone. I had this super awkward. I was like, hey, I think the dog I was working on died. And she like, can I call you back? And she called Michelle Lujan Grisham, and you know, she's very nice. I felt super, super bad about it. You know, I didn't expect.
As you do.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. No, but she was really nice. She's like, no, it's all
not a cat.
I like cats.
You know, you're allowed to like cats. I'm allergic.
Every once in a while, this guy really nails it.
Anywho, we'll get to the next part. Best date, worst date. This is our favorite part.
Okay, so I'd have to be biased and say the best date is New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, I've lived in a few others, visited a few more, and I love it here.
Yeah. Are you...
The food is one of the
Are you
the
thinking
reasons.
About all of the shitty parts of New Mexico also?
Yes, this is a pound-for-pound
assessment. You know what I mean? Like it's almost like per square mile.
Like
you know,
like Marty's from Colorado, and like is Aspen like one of the most beautiful places you can ever go? Of course.
Do I want to go there? No.
Is Durango gorgeous? Yes. Is Pueblo gorgeous? No.
No, Pueblo's awesome.
Pueblo's cool.
Pueblo's like...
Sorry, Pueblo was special to me just because before I got my medical weed card here in New Mexico,
I used
to occasionally take road trips up to Colorado, and Pueblo was like the first place inside the border to buy some weed.
That's Pueblo like right by Nebraska, though?
No. Pueblo is Four Corners. Right next to Nebraska, like the northeast corner?
The first place you go in when you come from the...
It's from not Pueblo.
Shit, man. I could have sworn that the fucking Fanatics were from there, and there's punk houses and a lot of heroin over there.
I'm going to be real embarrassed if it's Pueblo.
It's Pueblo.
I'm pretty sure that Pueblo's... Wait, but... I haven't been to... I haven't been all around the state. I want to eventually, but obviously... Haven't really done much traveling as of late.
So, best state, New Mexico.
Best state, New Mexico.
I don't think it's a bad choice.
No, you were saying earlier that it's your favorite state, but not pound for pound.
Yes, I do agree with that. Yeah, I mean, well, I did say that. Yes. Yeah. it is my favorite state, but pound for pound, it's not.
I mean, it's almost like square footage wise. Like, there's
emptiness. That's like almost like... It's a good choice.
More livestock than people there, for sure.
It's a really, really good choice. Worst state?
The worst state, I thought about this a little bit. I have never been there, but I'm going to have to go with Kentucky just because they elected Mitch McConnell over and over again.
Good answer.
Really good answer. Good reasoning. Love it. They've got... cool baseball bats, I suppose.
Their sluggers are top notch.
Indeed.
But, I can't wait to get to...
I don't know, man. I'm partial to horse racing, so I've never been to the Louisville horse race. What's it called, actually? What's the official name of the Louisville horse race?
You're talking about, like, the third thing in the Triple Crown?
No. Yeah. Like the famous one. Does anyone know the name of it?
I know the ones in the Triple Crown, but
here's the Belmont Stakes, the Preakness, and then
the Kentucky Derby.
That was fun for me. Anyways, why do you think Kentucky sucks besides Mitch McConnell? That's obvious.
That was really all I had. Like I said,
I mean, honestly, I don't even know why I debated that. Great answer.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is perfect. Well, with that, Brett, that is all of the things that we have tasked you to do. But
that's not quite true.
You do have to stay here while we come up with what is next.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be very exciting. So as Marty runs the random state generator, we will. See what next week holds.
Let's do it.
Now this website wants cookies. I've got no cookies for you, website.
Website wants cookies.
Oh, this is the first time anything's won in New Mexico. Nope. Oh. Can you read that?
No, you're blind. I'm very old.
Can you read that?
Vermont.
Yay! Yeah. Vermont!
Oh, this is great. A
state that's going to be really hard to figure out.
You got
Vermont people?
I got a great Vermont thing.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. With that said, Brett, thank you for having us. Or being here, I guess we had you. I don't know.
Thank you for having me.
You definitely, yes. Thank you, Brett, for having us. I feel like we were had by you in a certain way.
Great. Yeah. So I guess that is that's the end of this episode of They Come to America. And what do you always say?
They come. No, thanks, everything. All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.